Book 2, The Book of the Traveler of the Worlds, Canto 10, The Kingdoms and Godheads of the Little Mind, page 239 to page 241. Here are devised the forms of an ignorant life that sees the embryonic fact as settled law, labors for the hour and not for eternity, and trades its gains to meet the moment's call, the slow process of a material mind, which serves the body it should rule and use, and needs to lean upon an erring sense, was born in that luminous obscurity, advancing tardily from a limping start, crutching hypothesis on argument, throning its theories as certitudes, it reasons from the half-known to the unknown, ever constructing its frail house of thought, ever undoing the web that it has spun, a twilight sage whose shadow seemed to himself, moving from minute to brief minute lives, a king dependent on his satellites, signs the decrees of ignorant ministers, a judge in half possession of his proofs, a voice claimant of uncertainties postulates, an architect of knowledge, not its source, the powerful bond slave of his instruments, thinks his low station nature's highest top, oblivious of his share in all things made, and heartily humble in his own conceit, believes himself a spawn of matter's mud, and takes his own creation for his cause. To eternal light and knowledge meant to rise up from man's bare beginning is our climb. Out of earth's heavy smallness we must break, we must search our nature with spiritual fire. An insect crawl preludes our glorious flight. Our human state cradles the future God, our mortal frailty and immortal force. At the glow-warm top of these pale glimmer realms, where dawn sheen gamboled with the native dusk, and helped the day to grow and night to fail, escaping over a wide and shimmering bridge, he came into a realm of yearly light and the regency of a half-risen sun. Out of its rays our mind's full orb was born, appointed by the spirit of the worlds to mediate with the unknowing depths, a prototypal deft intelligence, half poised on equal wings of thought and doubt, toiled ceaselessly twixt being's hidden ends, a secrecy breathed in life's moving act, a covert nurse of nature's miracles. It shaped life's wonder out of matter's mud. It cut the pattern of the shapes of things. It pitched mind's tent in the vague, ignorant vast. A master magician of measure and device, has made an eternity from recurring forms and to the wandering spectator thought assigned a seat on the inconscient stage. On earth, by the will of this arch intelligence, a bodiless energy put on matter's robe. Proton and photon served the imager eye to change things subtle into a physical world, and the invisible appeared as shape, and the impalpable was felt as mass. Magic of percept joined with concept's art and lent to each object an interpreting name. Idea was disguised in a body's artistry and by a strange atomic law's mystic. A frame was made in which the sense could put its symbol picture of the universe. Even a greater miracle was done. The meditating light linked body's power, the sleep and dreaming of the tree and plant, the animal's vibrant sense, the thought in man, to the effulgence of a ray above.